1.
Good morning. Today, our topic is cultural sensitivity, and we're talking with author Janet Stillman. Janet has traveled all over the world and specializes in preparing companies for doing business overseas. Thanks for coming, Janet.
Of course. Happy to be here.
So, Janet, I know you usually advise companies, but I was thinking that today you might have some good advice for our listeners who are traveling, even if they're just going as tourists.
I'd love to help.
Okay. Our first caller is on the line. Hello, Marta?
Yes, hello.
So where are you going to travel, Marta? And what's your question for Janet?
I'm going to Morocco this summer, and I have a few questions. First, I know that women shouldn't wear shorts or short-sleeved tops, but I'm wondering if I need to wear a headscarf.
That's a good question, Marta. Many Moroccan women, especially young ones and especially in the city, do not wear headscarves, and they certainly don't expect foreigners to. If you travel out to more conservative small towns and rural areas, you might want to wear a scarf to appear more modest. And to be honest, you might want to wear a scarf anyway because it's a great way to protect your head from the hot sun. But the important thing is to wear loose-fitting clothes and keep your shoulders and legs covered.
And what about when I meet people? I heard that it is traditional to kiss on both cheeks. I'm used to shaking hands.
It's fine to shake hands in Morocco. Kissing on the cheeks is common among friends, but won't necessarily happen with strangers. Just make sure that you shake with your right hand.
Okay. Thanks for your advice.
You're welcome.
2.
We have another caller on the line. This is Chris, and he wants to ask about visiting Vietnam.
Oh, Vietnam is wonderful. You're going to love the food.
I've heard that. I'm just wondering if there are any cultural taboos I need to look out for.
Are you from the U.S., Chris?
Yes, I am.
Well, it's not really a taboo, but you know how in the U.S. people cross their index finger and middle finger to show that they are hoping for something? Don't do that in Vietnam. It's a rude gesture there.
Oh, good to know. And I will be visiting some friends of friends at their home. Any advice for that?
Well, when you visit someone's home, they'll normally expect you to take off your shoes.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Some of my friends here do that at home, too.
And allow the oldest person to sit at the table first, and try to finish everything you are served.
Okay.
Oh, and don't pick your teeth.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, in the U.S., restaurants give out toothpicks, and sometimes people use them in public. That's considered very rude in Vietnam.
I see what you mean. Thanks for the tips.
3.
I think we have time for one more caller. Let's see. How about Susanna calling from Quito, Ecuador?
Hi, yes, that's me. I wanted to ask about Switzerland. My company is sending me there for a couple of weeks.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is always show up early. This is especially true if you're going there on business, of course. Arrive at your meetings a little early so that you look organized and respectful. It is rude to be late, but not just for business meetings. Don't be late to social gatherings either. When people say they'll meet at the restaurant at 7 p.m., they'll be there at 7 p.m.
Good to know. And what about meeting people? Do I kiss or shake hands?
Shake hands. Kissing is normally for friends, woman to woman or man to woman. But if someone does kiss you, be prepared for 3 kisses, right cheek, left cheek, and then right again.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thanks.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Janet, for sharing your cultural knowledge with us.